On my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, "Here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good." Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. Such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can, but there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This again, without congressional action, the government stands to shut down Friday night.
The country would face needless disruptions to agriculture, transportation, military construction, and essential services at the VA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The task at hand will require that everyone rows in the same direction toward clean appropriations and away from poison pills.
Michigan's presidential primary, Republican and Democratic, is today. Nikki Haley staying in the race despite Saturday's pasting in South Carolina. She was crisscrossing Super Tuesday states Monday ahead of next week's balloting. Big trouble for the proposed merger of the Kroger and Albertsons grocery chains. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop the $25 billion deal, saying it'll eliminate competition. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com. Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. March milk up 29 to 1760. April up 18 to 1803. May and June both up 10. May at 1826. June 1862. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 5.5 to 167. 40-pound blocks up 4 to 159. 7 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 285. 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 119 and 3 quarters. 4 trades. Dry whey down 2.5 to 49 and 3 quarters. 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets mostly higher. Strength in the cash markets and boxed beef prices helping to support the markets. Feeder cattle mostly lower. The Friday cattle on feed report showed placements, while lower, not as low as the trade expected. Hog markets were mostly mixed as well on the day as profit-taking pressured the nearby contracts. February live cattle up 12 cents to 185.72. March feeder cattle up $1.52 to 253.05. April hogs down 92 cents to 86.27. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets higher on the day as the export inspections report came in strong at 1.242 million metric tons. Soybeans higher in the nearby months after that export inspections report of 974,000 million metric tons. Still, though, some pressure from Brazil's harvest. Wheat markets were mostly higher due to continued weakness in the dollar. March corn up 7.25 to 407. New crop up 7.5 to 457. March beans up 3 to 11.36, new crop down 0.5 to 11.29 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 3 and 3 quarters to 577 and a quarter. May up 5 and 3 quarters to 574 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March up 6 and 3 quarters to 648 and a quarter. May up 6 to 652 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 340, March 343, April 348, new crop 402. Cash beans at 1046, March 1051, April 1055, new crop 1045. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 365, March 372, April 381 and a half, new crop 402. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and March corn 372, April 385, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and March corn 349, new crop 402. Cash and March beans 1056, new crop 1054. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 352, new crop 402, cash beans 1051, new crop at 1045. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 384, April 394, May 396, New Crop 407, Cash Beans 1089, April 1116, May 1118, New Crop 1074. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 350, New Crop 402, Cash Beans 1061, New Crop 1054. At Equity Cattle Markets, beef fed cattle 158 to 183, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 164, market cows 82 to 118, bulls 105 to 139, calves 340 to 830, beef steers 135 to 315, Holstein steers 125 to 265. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 275 and down, bucks 255 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some big changes on the way today. Sunshine early, then clouds with light snow later this afternoon. Our high 56 early today, falling into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. The wind's going to be strong, too, out of the northwest, gusting to 35. Tonight, light snow, blowing snow, 9 above. Tomorrow, sunshine 23. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm finding out how hot an old flame can burn. You're a feeling I haven't forgot, the love I can't unlearn. You've become a memory I can't live without. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how left behind. It's like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love's all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. Embers to ashes, and that's how it should be. You'd think by now my heart would know, and it could set you free. The things I've tried, the tears I've cried, I guess there's no doubt. You'll always be a fire I can't. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. It's like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love is all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. You'll always be a fire I can't put out.
My old man's backhand used to land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight train, short chain, by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where. If you ever stop loving me, I need you. Gotta have you in my life by my side. Every day I'm alive. Every night that I'm breathing, I need you.
So good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Jody Messina and I'm All Right here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And we do have temperatures in the low to mid 30s this morning. We're going to see temperatures near 60 early, and then they're going to fall back into the mid 30s today. Snow on the way, believe it or not. And we'll have details here next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Michaela Dado from Rudderware about farm succession planning. We'll talk with Michaela coming up about that here next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a Deere. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. E15 will be allowed for summertime sales, but not right away. We'll have more coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced the decision, saying it will approve the petitions from 8 Midwest governors, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, that would allow summertime sales of E15 within those 8 states. However, it will delay implementation until 2025, claiming there's not enough time to make the rule work by this summer. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association CEO Monty Shaw has mixed feelings.
Very excited that we finally have a final rule, even if it's a year and a half late. But we're equally frustrated that at the last minute they delayed it yet another year, because now we don't know what is going to come for consumers and motorists in the summer of 2024.
Shaw says they will now work to find a solution for E15 to be sold in the summer of 2024 so they can bridge over to next year, adding he's glad there'll now be certainty in the market going into 2025.
That is good news. I don't want to minimize that, But at the same time, we've got to get to 2025. So we have to find, we have two things on our to-do list left. We've got to find a solution for this summer. And then we really want to take this outside the eight states and go nationwide as well, probably with legislation in Congress. So good news today. A little frustrated by the delay because it just gives us one more thing that we've got to fix.
2 years ago, Iowa, Minnesota, and the other six states all asked for the decision. Now, legally, EPA had 90 days to make it. However, it missed the statutory deadline to finalize the petition by more than 500 days. Renewable fuel groups say retailers should not be penalized by EPA's failure. They're urging the Congress and the Biden administration to take action now and resolve the situation. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some big changes on the way today. Sunshine early, then clouds with light snow later this afternoon. Our high 56 early today, falling into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. The wind's going to be strong, too, out of the northwest, gusting to 35. Tonight, light snow, blowing snow, 9 above tomorrow, sunshine 23. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Faint of heart need not apply. Crazy life.
all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it, they wanna hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee, or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. It sounds so good, it's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. So when the heat starts to rise and then you gotta blow some steam, take a ride down the river, you'll see just what I mean. The juke joints jumping when that cat goes on, the whole place is shaking, there's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Marty Stewart and Hillbilly Rock here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Tuesday. Temperatures in the mid-30s across the region. Yeah, we're going to see 50s today, and we're going to see single digits tonight. And teens by tomorrow. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Yep, we're going to have a 50-degree swing here in about 24 hours with a lot of wind and a lot and some snow as well. Not a lot of snow. I mean, might see an inch. But again, we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Getting ready to head on out to Commodity Classic. And so we'll be arriving at Commodity Classic later later today. And we'll have reports from Commodity Classic here coming up rest of the week. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Morton Buildings. On Friday, the USDA released their February Cattle on Feed report, highlighting some important and ongoing trends in the nation's beef supply. I'll have a breakdown of the numbers and the impact when we come back.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Last week's cattle on feed report from the USDA showed that there were 11.8 million head of cattle and calves on feed across the United States on February 1st. It's worth noting that the report only counts cattle in feedlots larger than 1,000 head, so many farmer feeders don't get counted in the statistics. Now that figure, 11.8 million, represents a slight uptick from last year, and it was a little higher than analysts were anticipating. Total placements for the month were down 7% from last year at 1.79 million head, which is in keeping with the overall decline of the U.S. beef herd. Specifically, 370,000 head of calves less than 600 pounds moved into feedlots, while a decline in placements was noted for larger, specifically those bigger calves weighing between 900 and 1,000 pounds. Analysts were surprised by the placement number coming in as high as it did, given that January saw two long-lasting and widespread snow events that had been expected to slow cattle movement in the countryside. A few industry experts had expected to see the placement number as much as 20% below year-ago levels, so the relatively paltry 7% decline could cause some bearish reactions early in the week. But it shouldn't change the fact that the U.S. beef herd is continuing to shrink. On the flip side of placements is marketings, or the number of cattle sold out of those feedlots during the month. For January, the USDA said marketings totaled 1.84 million head, which was practically on par with levels seen 1 year ago. Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing says that with tight beef supplies, prices should stay firm, but the market will need to see new friendly news to justify any reason for prices to move above last year's highs. I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Yes, according to the data from the USDA's Cattle on Feed report for the month of January, while the total number of cattle on feed was roughly on par with last year, where those cattle are being fed is changing. Texas has lost 40,000 head and Kansas is down 90,000 head from year-ago levels, while Iowa, South Dakota, and Idaho each have 10,000 more head of cattle in their feedlots. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Morton Buildings. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car.
Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. Oh, bittersweet, the green on the vine, like strawberry. Still remember when 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
My wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning. Old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. Come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A little bit of kiss. So
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The production of Wisconsin's field and miscellaneous crops was valued at $4.65 billion in 2023, that according to USDA. That was down 22% from 2022. The value of corn for grain production totaled $2.43 billion, down 26% from the previous year. Wisconsin's corn price averaged $4.40 a bushel. That was $1.71 below the last marketing year. The value of soybean production was $1.3 billion, down 19% from 2022, and the average price decreased $1.40 from the previous year to $12.40 a bushel. Value of production increased from 2022 to 2023 for other hay and potatoes. The value of production decreased from 2022 to 2023 for barley, alfalfa hay, oats, rye, and winter wheat. Wisconsin's egg production in January was 199 million eggs. That was up 15% from the previous January, according to the latest chicken and eggs report from USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in January of 2024 was 7.55 million, up 14% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for January, 2,632, up 1% from a year ago. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is announcing the top candidates for the position of the 77th Allison Dareland on March 1st. That will be held at 11:30 at the Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor. Now, after the press briefing, the top candidates will prepare for the three-day Allison Dareland finals, which will be held May 2nd through the 4th in Door County. There, candidates will be evaluated by a three-member interview panel as they demonstrate their marketing skills and agricultural knowledge via TV and radio interviews, speeches, writing samples, and interactions with the public. The 77th Allison Dareland will be announced May 4th at Stone Harbor Resort in Sturgeon Bay. USDA ended last week with the monthly cattle on feed report showing slightly higher inventories as of February 1st. Cattle and calves on feed for the processing market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.8 million. The inventory was slightly above 2023 with placements in feedlots at 1.79 million head, 7% below 2023, and net placements at 1.71 million head. Marketings of fed cattle during January totaled 1.84 million head. That was slightly below 2023. Marketings of fed cattle for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head in 2023 represented 87.3%. That was up slightly from 87.2% in 2022. The national average gas price declined last week for the first time in more than a month. The average gas price stands at $3.24 a gallon, down 1.9 cents from a week ago. The national average is up 13 cents from a month ago, but still 9.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. Meanwhile, the national average diesel price fell 2.6 cents last week and stands at $4.06 a gallon. However, Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan cautions, while the pause has certainly been nice, this is more like a rain delay than it is a seventh inning stretch. DeHaan says all eyes are on refiners as utilization remains seasonally weak, around 80% of capacity. That means there's less gasoline and diesel being produced. U.S. retail gasoline demand increased 2.2% for the week as oil prices hovered around $80 a barrel. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting nominations for 8 seats on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Board of Directors. Nominations will be accepted from March 1st through March 30th. Here in western Wisconsin, District 5, which represents Dunn and St. Croix counties, and District 14, which represents Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties, are looking for nominees. Now, the department will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Eligible nominees must be an active dairy producer who sells milk into commercial channels and lives in one of those districts. Producers must sign, notarized, and postmarked and completed nomination forms by March 30th. And includes signatures from at least 5 eligible producers other than the nominee. The Board of Directors election will be held from May 1st through May 24th, and elected producers serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. And that's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some big changes on the way today. Sunshine early, then clouds with light snow later this afternoon. Our high 56 early today, falling into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. The wind's going to be strong, too, out of the northwest, gusting to 35. Tonight, light snow, blowing snow, 9 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, 23. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Mama knows the highway by the sun. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. Good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell why by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, Mama knows the highway now by heart. Stars. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by sign. Little old places always